Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 74.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Hello everyone, this is the Nard and I'm on the road. I'm here in South Cleveland, Texas. Yes, I'm driving towards Dallas and we took 59 North. Yeah, I left about 45 minutes ago. And now I'm on my way to Dallas to meet up with Excalibur. And of course, DFW Teddy Bear, Chris. Yeah, so I'm gonna meet up with Roy. I'm gonna go to Louisville. Okay. You know what's funny? I don't know sometimes where I am from, or what city, or what wherever I am. So what I do is I go to the store. If I buy something without even asking anyone, I would buy something, and I go to Walmart or somewhere. And, you know, of course, there are a lot of things you can find out from the receipt. From, like, the time you're on. By the time you bought that stuff, what the time is, you can find out. You can see the store location, like what city. Sometimes that's the only way I could find out where I am. Okay, so now I'm on my way towards Conroe. Then from Conroe, hit 45. And go to Dallas. So the plan for this weekend is actually just to meet up with Roy and probably podcast face to face if we could do it, and probably eat something because I'm really starving right now. I had to pass by the Walmart, like I said. I went to the South Cleveland Walmart. And I had to buy something. Oops, somebody's calling. The mic is calling. Alright, I got a call from Mike. Oh, he's checking up on me. It's around 10:30 in the morning right now. So he gave me a call. And yeah. I only had about 4 hours of sleep. I slept around 4 o'clock. Doing some videos and doing some laundry. Getting ready. I couldn't sleep. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just too energetic or too excited, probably. Anyway, so how are you guys doing? Oh, when I get there, I'm going to try to take a video of Roy at the store. It's going to be fun. I'm going to see if I can catch him in the in action while he's dancing nude in the Disney store. No, he's not. No, I don't think so. They'll kick him out. They'll fire him if he does that. Okay, so probably next stop will be somewhere in the middle of Texas, or I don't know, maybe give some report on what I encounter on the way. Okay, catch you guys later. Alright, I'm on my way to Huntsville. Border. Let me see here. Dallas, 178 more miles. Okay. Yeah, I could see the big statue of Sam Houston up here. Okay. So, ooh. There's a guy in orange there. Maybe I should give him a ride. He's trying to hitch a ride. He's having his thumbs up. Okay. I'll give this guy a ride. Just got a call from Michael from Harlingen. Shout out to Michael. Hi, Michael. Thanks for keeping me company on the road, because it is a long drive, and I've been driving for how many hours now? About 2.5 hours now. So just cool. I'll be there in about an hour and a half, I think, but at the rate I'm going. Yeah, I'm on my way to Dallas, and no, actually Louisville. I'm gonna meet up with the Roy. And what else? Probably I've said that earlier already. Yeah. Okay, so driving around, got a call from Mike. He gave me an update about his trip on when he was in Minnesota and Iowa, which is cool. God, it's so relaxing. I'm running at 80 miles an hour here. Everybody else are going 80 miles an hour, so that's good. Okay, so next up, probably, I don't know, before I reach Dallas, I guess. Okay. 35 miles away from Dallas. Cool. Better call Chris up. Let's see. Let's see where they are right now. Chris, it's Maynard. Hey, pretty good. How are you? Oh, you are? You worked late yesterday? Okay. Well, let me see. I'm about 35 miles away from Dallas. Okay, so are you gonna pick up Roy? Oh, really? Because if I'm on my way there, I'm gonna see him there, I might as well pick him up. What do you think? Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, you have the walker and stuff. Okay. Oh, sure. Okay. Actually, on my way there to pass by and see, he's working right now at the store, right? He's up at 2, yeah. Well, I'll be there in about half hour. Okay. Yeah, I'll pass by there. And then go, and then meet him up, and from there I'm going to Allen, and go to Jeff and Alex's. Okay, so all right, and tomorrow, yeah, I got your message. I got your message, so from LiveJournal. So we'll think about going to Hidden Door tomorrow or something. Or probably brunch and then Hidden Door, something like that. I've never been to Hidden Door in the afternoon, so I just want to see. So we'll plan it. We'll call each other. Okay, so I will see you later then, okay? Alright. Okay. Bye. Yep, that was Chris. I'm gonna meet him up, eat dinner. Tonight, Saturday night, July 8th. Is that right? Let me see. That is right. God, I don't even know what time it is or what date it is. Okay. Catch you guys later.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Alright, we're driving out. We're now leaving Jeff and Alex. Okay, I have a guest here. His name is Les. Hello, Les. Hey, hi to everyone.
Hello, Bearcast, Bear Podcast community.
Okay. Okay, what are we doing now? We're on our way to the Hidden Door. God, it's so hot. So what's so special about a Hidden Door on Sunday afternoons?
Well, on Sunday afternoons, they have like a beer bust where beers are usually like 25 cents a cup. Everybody goes there just to have a good time, socialize. It usually pulls a big crowd there, and it's just a good time just to hang out.
Okay. Actually, this is going to be the first time I'm going to be there on a beer bust on the Hidden Door. And I don't know my way around here, so I need you to direct me.
That's what I'm here for, man.
Don't worry about it. We are now leaving Allen. I'm going to go all the way south to... where is that? Lemon Avenue?
Yeah, we're going
to
catch Lemon Avenue.
Okay.
And go east on Lemon.
Okay.
And we'll run to the Hidden Door there.
All right. Okay, let's talk about you.
Whoa.
Whoa. What's the last bear run you've been to?
The last official bear run I went to was IBR. That was out in San Francisco last February.
Okay. IBR. How do you like it?
It was nice. I had a nice time there. A lot of nice people I ran into. Some old friends that I met there. Some new friends that I met also, too.
Oh, okay. Gosh. IBR. Such fond memories.
Yeah, I remember. I was supposed to meet somebody there Friday, but, you know, I didn't run into them until Sunday night.
Ah, okay.
Were you? By the name of Menard.
Oh, okay. That's right. But, well, for one thing, you were busy, too.
Yeah, I was preoccupied a little bit. But I'm still trying to find you.
Yeah. You could have called. Oh, yeah,
We called Saturday, and then we got together Sunday.
So, did you meet a lot of porno stars there? Did you get to see a lot of the bear porn, bear films stars there?
I've seen a couple there. I've seen one or two there that I noticed. I've seen one or two in action there, too.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. How come I didn't see it?
You didn't go to that party.
Oh, that party. I didn't go to that party.
No, you kept it PG. I kept it a little more PG-13, R-rated.
Yours is R-rated.
A little bit.
So, okay. I guess, well, since this was back in February, I guess you can talk about it. Where was that?
It was one of those bear hug parties that they had. I went with a friend. A friend of mine, Paul, and as I said, it's always fun to go to them because people get a little crazy at those events.
Are you talking about Paul, Pauly Bear SF?
Yeah.
Oh, Paul. Yeah, I know Paul, yeah.
Yeah, Paul's a cool guy. I like him.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
And we went there. We had a good time. I mean, it was funny, to say the least.
Tell me about the building. Isn't it that there's some kind of a three levels there?
Yeah, it was like in a big I guess it was in a big house. It was like three floors. The basement, which was the fun area.
The fun area.
Quote unquote. The second floor was like the social area. People were up there. They had snacks and stuff, and people were there watching movies, listening to music. And the third floor was the, how should I put it? I don't know if I should. Let's just say it was an enlightening.
Enlightenment. Enlightenment.
enlightenment floor, to say the least.
Oh, okay. Wow. God, you show, we're so PG on the show. Okay. All right. Okay. So that's cool. Do you have any plans on any bear runs in the future? Like,
Not right now. I haven't really been looking to go to any. I'm kind of burnt out, to say the least. I did IBR. I said, I kind of did. I went to TBRU, but I didn't sign up for the run. We met you there, and we met a couple of friends there. Mm-hmm. But we didn't partake in any activities.
You didn't stop.
Okay. What
okay. All right, okay. Well, it was fun. TBRU was great. I mean, it's always good to see friends.
It was a good experience.
You should come to Houston for... what's coming up? This coming September, it's going to be
Convergence.
What do you think?
That could be interesting, to say the least. I mean,
Labor Day weekend.
It's Labor Day weekend. That's a big man event. Mm-hmm. Make me look like a small man then. But, you know.
Hey, watch it.
I'm not criticizing. Hey, it's the first time I'll ever say that I'm a small person at one of these events.
Oh, okay.
So, go figure. Hey, I got to take it. I can take what I get.
All right, so do you chat online, Bear411 or BearWWW?
I'm on Bear411.
What's your profile?
Profile is Entackle.
Entackle.
Yes.
Entackle.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So you like tackling. Are you into wrestling?
No, that was just the position I played on football. It's actually just short for nose tackle. And I played in high school and a year in college there. At a small school in PA, so it's just the name that stuck with me. So I like sports and I like football, and that was the position I played, which ended up to be my screen name.
And tackle, Bear411. Wow! So guys listening, check Les out. He's Entackle and Bear411. Okay. So what else do you like doing online besides chatting on Careful Road?
Just do mostly the game stuff. I surf a little bit here and there. Yeah, that's about it. Not too much. I try to stay away from the computer. I have my moments where I'm on there. It's too much, and then I have to break off a couple months and disappear and do outside activities. So I kind of keep it off and on like that.
Actually, today was fun. What did you do? We woke up early in the morning. You guys were arrived around 8:30, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, we got there about 9. Dave and I got there about 9.
Yeah.
Then we went to play tennis, of course.
Yes. And our asses got kicked. So
we gave it a valiant effort.
That's right.
Because you know why?
Why?
Our hearts are pure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We will win because our hearts are pure.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
You know, we won in spirit. I haven't played tennis in over a month. I was out of shape. Alejandro, which is real good.
Uh-huh.
Smoking aces on us.
Yep.
And Dave was pulling a couple points here and there, so that carried him to the win.
Yeah.
But we'll get him next time. I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a joke.
What's up?
What do you call Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles playing tennis?
What?
Endless Love.
That is so bad. That is so freaking bad.
Sorry. Okay. But anyway, okay. All right, so thank you for being in the show, and later on you're gonna hear some bumpers from Les. He's got some hot bumpers and some audio that I'll be playing soon in the show. So thank you, Les.
Please be advised that it's gonna be very racy, to say the least. But don't expect that if you meet me in the first time. Don't expect all of that.
Yeah. So, yeah, check him out. And tackle in Bear 411. Okay, so my events for you guys. First, World Out Games. Yes, it's going to be in Montreal, Canada. That's going to be a week long. So, okay, let me read the blurb here. The first World Out Games Montreal 2006 is a major athletic and cultural event that brings together people from all over the world. Based on the principles of participation and celebration, respect and fairness, innovation, diversity, and empowerment, pride for short. The games welcome everyone regardless of their sexual orientation, age, gender, race, religion, nationality, ethnicity, physical challenge, political beliefs, physical ability, athletic or artistic skills, HIV's health status, waistlines, and facial hair. No, I just added those two in the end. Okay, so, everyone is welcome. The Bear program will be the opportunity for the members of this community, the Bear community, to get together and celebrate in the festive atmosphere of the first World Out Games Montreal 2006. Okay, so, check out the website at montreal2006.org/en_bears.html. I'll put the link on the website for you guys, okay? All right, one more. AIDS Walk in San Francisco, the 20th annual. Yes, it's going to be on July 16th. So, let me see here for you to register. It will be held on a Sunday, July 16th in the Golden Gate Park. Okay, so to register online or call 415-615-9255. If you want to make a donation, just go to the left menu of the link. So you can go to the website at aidswalk.net/sanfran. Okay, a few shout-outs from the Frapper Map. Yes, I may have mentioned this already, but anyway, it's okay. You say hi anyway. Brian from Houston, Texas. I haven't met him yet. He looks so familiar, but I could see the picture here. And probably I'll see him in the bars later. Yeah, maybe. And so shout-out. Hi, Brian. How are you doing? Okay, also Ryan. Ryan, he's Chappie. He goes by Chappie. And he's a porn star. Ryan also won the CD for Kendall. Yes. Oh, shout out to Ryan. How are you doing there in West Hollywood? Okay, Grant and Rob from Kansas City, Missouri. And yeah, they emailed me before. I think they went to St. Louis or Atlanta. I can't remember right now. They went to a Pride parade. Anyway, so hi, Grant and Rob. How are you guys doing? Email me. Okay, another one from San Francisco, Frank. Okay, and hi, Frank. And also, I got an email from Mark from Cypress, Texas. And yeah, I think he's gonna join HAB, Houston Area Bears, very soon. I think that's him. If it's the same Mark, hello, Mark. I'll see you on Wednesday. Okay. Okay, last one, Chris from Omaha, Nebraska. Wow, it's the first time I've heard someone coming from Nebraska. So I'd like to thank all of you guys who posted in the Prepper Map. So if you guys want to see all the listeners of Bear Podcast, just go to frapper.com, frapper.com/bearpodcast, and you'll see all the other listeners of the podcast. I've got an email here from Dwayne. He's from Lubbock, Texas. Okay, he says there, I've talked to Roy on Bear 411 a few times, and I stumbled across the podcast by just searching on iTunes. But I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you too, Dwayne, for listening. He's living in Lubbock, and he says that there's nothing like the bear communities in the larger cities. So he's happy to be, chatting in Bear 411 and listening to podcasts. So he says that he kind of lives his bear life very casually through the big city guys. So thank you, Dwayne, for listening. And I'll send you an email later, okay? Okay, now let's go back to Dallas. And here's an audio that we took at the restaurant. And I was with Excalibur and the rest of our friends.
I've already had my cameo.
He hasn't heard the episode yet. I told him he's at the end of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, you should have heard the laugh that came out of me when I heard that. I did not honestly know you recorded that.
But you told me I did, yeah.
No, it was a total surprise. I started laughing. I went, oh, we know Chris hears that.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah, it's been recording.
Hello. Okay. So we are here at BJ's, and I'm here with Roy at last, face-to-face recording here.
Finally again, yes. And yeah. Just to let everybody know, no, BJ's is not a bathhouse. It's a brewery, a microbrewery / restaurant. So,
yeah.
Don't forget me.
And I'm here with Chris.
Hello.
So we have here also Jeff and Alex and Liz and Dave. He's not here. He's in the restroom right now.
Yeah, he must have went to the restroom.
So what are you having for dinner tonight?
I'm going to have myself a barbecue roast beef French dip sandwich like thingy. It just sounded too good.
Okay. I'm right now having a piranha hoppy beer. Very good.
Ah.
And a jambalaya later.
Oh, you're going to have jambalaya?
I passed by your the Disney store.
Uh-huh.
I took pictures. Your boss is a wolfie.
Yes, he is. It's a shame that he is married with children. You couldn't tell, though, because he doesn't wear a wedding ring, but yes, I have a bear for a boss, so.
Mm-hmm.
We call him Billy Bob.
When you left there, I walked around, looked around and see you talk. I didn't talk to the guy, so I should have said, hey, do you know Roy?
No. I'm already establishing myself as a little bit of a practical joker in the store anyway, so. Yeah. They're an awesome crew. I love where, I mean, I have my complaints about the job, but the thing is that the people I work with, they're awesome. They're absolutely awesome.
And I saw the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, we're required to play the movie in our store all day throughout the entire weekend. The old one, yeah. In celebration of the new movie being released in the theaters, we have to play the first movie continuously on a loop in the store this whole weekend. So.
Okay.
Fortunately, we haven't gotten tired of it yet because we just think it's an awesome film. So.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure by the end of Sunday, we will not want to see the first movie again for a long time.
You're going to see a lot of sex. No, not
yet. Wait a minute, this is Disney.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, so tonight I think we're going to go, I don't know, where are we going to go afterwards?
Not yet.
Yeah, everything's open. Everybody's eating. We just had our...
Now tomorrow you're going to do a beer bust at the Hidden Door,
yep,
right?
Yep, I'm going to go to beer bust.
I'm going to try to go out there for that. So depending on how my leg feels, I'll probably meet you out
If you can do cartwheels, you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm not in the walker anymore, so I've graduated to a cane, so I'm pretty sure that'll, you know, make it okay for me to get around the hidden door, so, but...
Okay. All right, so very soon we're going to have our orders, and, okay, so I'll... Any last words?
I'm glad to see you. I'm very surprised. I didn't think you were going to be able to make it out this weekend. I'm glad that you're
Well, yeah, because it's going to be... I thought of going now, because the next few weekends I'll be very, very busy, so...
Yeah.
I can't go. So, I had to come over, so I really planned to come over. Despite of unfortunate things happened yesterday...
Yeah.
I decided to still to go, because there's nothing I can do about it anyway, so...
I'm glad you made it out. It's good seeing you again.
Good to see you too.
We haven't seen each other in person since what, IBR? So.
February, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And camera.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Very briefly.
Very briefly.
Oh, I'm just glad you didn't come in with the camera and videotape me in my dorky ass Disney Store uniform.
Actually, I could have.
I know. I was fearing that too. I'm like going, oh, if he's in town, he's going to come in, he's going to catch me in my pseudo Target uniform here. And
but I should have seen that. I mean,
me being all Disney-fied and.
Disney
and pseudo happy and
okay. Well, anyway, okay. So, I guess this is just going to be the close of the show. So that's
okay.
It. Okay. So, if you have any comments, email me bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
And if you want to stay abreast with what's going on with me, you can meet me on my MySpace page. I'm known on MySpace as FagFanRoy. That's one word. And. You can pretty much catch up with me there or on LiveJournal. My LiveJournal name is X Calibear.
All right. Okay, visit the website, www.bearpodcast.com, and leave voice messages at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave a voice message, and we'll play it in the show. All right.
You got any last words, Chris?
Bye.
Bye. Okay. See you guys. Thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Yo-ho.
Like my finger in your ass, don't you?